What follows is the roller coaster story of how Obamacare happened, what it means, what it will fix, what it won't fix, and what it means to people like me on that gurney consuming the most personal, most fear-inducing products, the ones meant to keep us alive. From its historical roots to the mind-numbing complexity of the furiously lobbied final text of the legislation, to its stumbling implementation, to the bitter fights over it that persist to this day, the story of Obamacare embodies the dilemma of America's longest-running economic sinkhole and political struggle. It's about money. Healthcare is America's largest industry by far, employing a sixth of the country's workforce. And it is the average American family's largest single expense, whether paid out of their pockets or through taxes and insurance premiums. It's about politics and ideology. In a country that treasures the marketplace, how much of those market forces do we want to tame when trying to cure the sick? And in the cradle of democracy, or swampland, known as Washington, how much taming can we do when the healthcare industry spends four times as much on lobbying as the number two beltway spender, the much-feared military-industrial complex? It's about the people who determine what comes out of Washington, from drug industry lobbyists to union activists, from senators tweaking a few paragraphs to save billions for a home state industry to Tea Party organizers fighting to upend the Washington status quo, from turf-obsessed procurement bureaucrats who fumbled the government's most ambitious internet project ever to the selfless high-tech whiz kids who rescued it, and from White House staffers fighting over which faction among them would shape and then implement the law while their president floated above the fray, to a governor's staff in Kentucky determined to launch the signature program of a president reviled in their state. But late in working on this book, on the night of that dream and in the scary days that followed, I learned that when it comes to health care, all of that political intrigue and special interest jockeying plays out on a stage enveloped in something else. Emotion, particularly fear. Fear of illness, or pain, or death, and wanting to do something, anything, to avoid that for yourself or a loved one.